I was just working with Marianne McPartland for a week, and a lot of people were taking our pictures, and it kind of bugged her. But after a while, when we couldn't smile anymore, if somebody had a camera, she would say, "George Ween." That did it.
That wouldn't do it for me.
No? Oh, no. Mouth would go the other way. Anyway, you're going to Italy soon.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I know you're running all over the place too, but I'm really busy this summer. After Italy, I have to go to Brazil, and then to Japan, then back to Italy again for Alberto Alberti, and then back to Japan again.
Woo!
So, and somewhere in there, I've got to go to Texas, Houston.
Where do you think you're least likely to get hijacked?
Well, I'm going to try to stay out of the Mediterranean and North African area.
Yeah. I've got a trip coming up to Vitoria, Spain, with Benny Carter. And at least two of us, the drummer and I, Ronnie Gardner and I, are going to have to take the train all the way back from Vitoria through the Basque country, through France, Germany, Holland, maybe, I don't know how many countries, Denmark, and all the way back to Stockholm.
Why?
It's going to be a lot. It's the cost of transportation, you know. Yeah. But nobody ever hijacked a train, did they, or did they?
I think you'll be all right.
You think so? Yeah. If I just survive? How was it working? You've worked in Italy on and off for a long time, right?
Since 56, yeah.
Did you run into Tony Scott down there by any chance?
Yeah, I see Tony all the time. And as a matter of fact, we played a festival. Where was that? Dizzy was there. And Woody Shaw. And we all played a tune together at the end, and Tony came up and played too.
Perugia or someplace?
No. Mm-hmm. God, I can't remember.
I know Tony told me about, Tony's a funny cat, he told me about working with Romano Mussolini.
Yes.
And did you guys work with him at the same time, or was it?
No, I played with Romano in 59, I think it was, at the Bussola in Viareggio. A place right on the Adriatic. In Viareggio?
Yeah.
No, that's on the other side. No. That's not the... I'm thinking of Rimini. You know, Viareggio is on the Firenze side. But anyway, I played with him there for about a month. And everything was cool as long as we didn't play anything but the blues.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's the kind of thing I was going to ask you. I asked Tony that, too, how it was to play with him, you know.
He makes every tune sound like the blues.
Uh-huh.
No matter what you play, it's...
He probably really has them, I guess, huh?
I don't know. He may very well have.
There's a classic story. I hope you don't mind if I bring it up, but I've heard so many versions of it. I thought maybe I should ask you directly about you meeting him for the first time.
Yeah. When I first time I met him, coming out of the plane, we said hello, and I said to him, I was sorry about the way your father was killed, because I don't think that was too cool, you know. I mean, he was a big hero as long as they were winning the war.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But when they lost, then
yeah,
they wanted to tear somebody apart, so they picked Mussolini. But it could have been done another way, I think. You
know? Yeah. Tony told me that I asked him how it was to work with Romano, and he said, "Oh man," he said, "he's undisciplined." And coming from Tony, I took that seriously. You know, Tony said he's undisciplined. I don't know, but anyway. Tony said that without his help, without Romano, he himself probably would have only gotten 3-4 concerts a month. But then he looked me dead in the eye, Tony, and straight face, all together serious, he said, "You know, he's got a big name in Italy."
Sure do.
How does he feel to play with? Does he swing? I mean,
well, his conception is not too bad as far as time is concerned, but you might hear a few strange chords in there.
I see, yeah.
From time to time.
It's always hard to verbalize music anyway.
Well, except for Mussolini, yeah.
Oh? You mean it's easy for him?
No, it's easy to talk about him.
Oh, okay.
But it's hard for me to talk about music because I, unlike yourself, I don't know really too much about it.
I don't claim to know, man.
I mean, you know, you can play the piano, really, and you know all the chords, and you can read the chords. And
well, I keep learning. As I say, I just got hooked on My Romance again after all these years, and finally found the chords that I liked after playing the tune for God knows how many years. Yeah.
That's one of the first tunes I ever recorded.
Really?
My Romance, yeah. 1954.
With the quartet, huh?
Yeah,
with
Russ.
Your own quartet.
With Russ.
Yeah,
Green.
With Russ, yeah. Right. I remember that, of course. The same record as I Fall in Love Too Easily.
The Lamp Is Low.
Oh,
I think
Lamp
Is On,
yeah,
There.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe The Thrill Is Gone.
The Thrill Is Gone, yeah.
I they're all running that. Together now. I mean, it's just been too many of them.
Yeah. I enjoyed very much that thing that we did together with the cellos.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
It was mellow, pardon the rhyme. It was.
Why don't you show me your chords?
I thought you'd never ask. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
They came out of a bass line, you know. you don't feel like playing it by chance.
Well, I might try to play along.
Let me just tactfully move this for
you
a minute.
Play too fast.
No, I can't. You know, most people play. Well, I won't do what most people. People do a lot of different things. I've heard, I've been lucky. I've gotten to play it with Tommy Flanagan and Hank Jones and some of my really Jimmy Rolls and, you know. And I even got to play it with Bill Evans a few times. And everybody does it a little different, you know.
Yeah.
I finally found the ones I like. It's based on the bass line, really. Somebody cracked up the other day. It was Rich Madison. I said, "It's based on." I said something like, "I hear bass lines." He said, "He just fell apart." Like, tell me something I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You know? Anyway, it's like